Kristen, how are you this morning?
Good morning.
Kristen, you and I got into a little bit of a conversation. I have a sports background, covered many professional college and high school athletes, and I recently spoke with a Michigan State athlete who is recuperating from a serious injury, and he is using a physician who recommended that this athlete use a chiropractor. And in chatting with you, you told me that that's not the norm, and you were surprised, but it was a good thing.
Yeah, I would agree with that. That's not generally been my experience.
Well, let's talk before we get into that. Let's get into the little war, if you will. Tell me, what's the difference between a chiropractic practice versus an osteopathic practice?
Well, osteopaths are more like medical doctors, in that they can prescribe drugs and do surgery potentially, and chiropractors do not. So most osteopaths generally do more of what you would expect from a medical doctor. Some of them do specialize in manipulation and have, will do manipulation, but that's not all of them.
Okay. Do osteopathic physicians have the skill, the training to do the manipulation as well as chiropractors?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if they choose to, if that's what they choose to pursue.
Okay. But the main difference is that the osteopathic physicians perform surgeries and can write prescriptions.
Right.
Okay. Why is there this war, if you will, between folks who don't believe in manipulation, especially if it comes via the chiropractor?
I don't know. I think it's more ignorance, and I don't really blame people. There's enough bad chiropractors out there, I guess, to drive people away from chiropractic, but I think that that they just haven't experienced good chiropractic. It's kind of like I guess I get more frustrated with my own profession for not doing a good PR job than I am with people who don't like chiropractors. People who don't know anything about chiropractic and say that we're quacks and that we don't practice medicine, they just don't know. So I guess I can't blame them. I guess I blame my own profession for that.
Dr. Kristen Batdorf is the owner of Backbone Chiropractors. They're located in East Lansing. In my experience, there are a lot of athletes who obviously deal with physicians but swear by chiropractors and manipulation. Is there something maybe that athletes know that the general public doesn't?
Certainly. When you are a top athlete, you're going to do everything that you can to improve your skills. And if you find a good chiropractor and somebody who's really helping you, then by all means, I would suspect that that would be the case.
And I also thought it was pretty interesting. I got a little bit of a history lesson about manipulation. Tell us, who invented this and how did it get started and evolve?
Chiropractic was born in 1895 by Daniel David Palmer in Iowa, and he was a magnetic doctor. And I know magnets sound kind of hokey too, but as I was explaining to you before, how chiropractic and osteopathic medicine developed was as a result of the painful and bloody treatments that medical doctors did at the time, where treatment still involved letting blood and doing all sorts of painful treatments to people. So chiropractic and osteopathic were kind of softer treatments that didn't involve bloody, painful kinds of ways of getting people better. And that's how it started.
All right, Kristen, appreciate your time. We will talk with you again soon. Enjoy your day.